You are now standing in the middle of Tierwäden National Park, in the midst of the wildest forest. Several hiking trails start here. You can see them on the map, but be aware that the trails are rugged and quite hard to walk. They will take about twice as long as trails of their distance normally would. The beautiful forest lake Stora Trehörningen lies to the west of you. There are trails around the lake and to the Vitsand bathing beach. And to the northwest, a trail will lead you to the dramatic old-growth forest Stenskälla, the rock spring. If you want to hike in the old forest, that is a good choice. The ice sheet has polished mountain tops and also crushed the mountain into large blocks. The blocks were first embedded in loose soil, but melted water from the ice sheet flushed the soil away, leaving the blocks stacked on top of each other with large caves in between. A water mirror glistens below the rocks. This is the rock spring. The Stenskälla Rundan hiking trail is 2 kilometres long, and there is a lot to discover along the trail. A mountain with a view, rock covered in lichen, an old pine and spruce forest. You will also walk past a pine still showing bark wounds from a forest fire in 1835. Fire has really shaped the old forest of Tierwäden. Forest fires are a very natural thing in a natural forest, and many forests in the area have burned fairly regularly. Pines often survive forest fires, whilst most spruces die. Plants spire quickly in the ashes. The beautiful flower Geranium lanuginosum, as well as several beetle species, actually need forest fires in order to thrive. In the future, controlled forest fires will actually be created in order to keep things natural. Another trail into the dramatic old forest is Trollsjökurundan, about 5 kilometres long. The terrain is difficult and it takes at least 3 hours to walk. The trail leads up to Trollsjöke, the troll church, and to Trollsjökursjön, the troll church lake. Stories are told of the trolls holding church services here in the 17th century. Hikers of today come here to behold the mighty view all the way out over Lake Vättern. Or they come to meet the life of the old forest. The black woodpecker drums. The capercaillie plays in the spring night. And one day, wolves might again howl here. Rare mosses, mushrooms and lichens leave a more quiet life, as do insects, crawling and gnawing inside the ageing tree trunks. Tourists have been coming to Tierwäden since the late 1880s. If the trolls weren't here before, they arrived with the tourists, because the first guides taking people into Tierwäden liked telling stories about magic and mythical creatures. The myth of the wild troll forest attracted many city people. Trolls or no trolls, when the black-throated diver calls from the lake Trehörningen on a foggy summer night, chills run down your spine, and gnarly pines, centuries old, look like giants in the forest, accompanied by the call from the boreal owl in the spring night.